Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, January 30th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk says his company Neuralink has implanted the first human with one of its brain-computer interface devices, with Musk adding that the patient was recovering well, though he provided few other details. The event marks a potential milestone in the development of a technology that could one day help people with debilitating conditions to interact with their surroundings via what Neuralink calls telepathy, that is, enabling the control of smartphones or computers by merely thinking. Shares of Chinese electric vehicle maker BYD have slipped after its latest profit forecast fell short of expectations. That's even as the company recently surpassed Tesla to become the world's largest EV maker by sales volume and has forecast a steep jump in its 2023 net profit. BYD executives told reporters that the intensifying price war among China's automakers is hurting the company's bottom line and that it expects competition to last for another 2 to 3 years. And Boeing is withdrawing a request for a safety exemption for its new 737 MAX 7 jet that would have allowed U.S. regulators to speed up its approval. The request made last year to the FAA relates to the plane's de-icing system. The decision comes amid pressure from lawmakers to drop the request in the wake of a mid-air blowout of a door plug on an Alaska Airlines jet earlier this month. The withdrawal also adds further uncertainty to the already delayed delivery of MAX 7s. Before the incident, Boeing had been expecting certification of the MAX 7 and the longer MAX 10 early this year. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed, while European shares are higher in early trading and U.S. stock futures are weaker ahead of today's Labor Department report on December job openings, as well as the latest index about U.S. consumer confidence, both due at 10 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.